Where were we?
Right. You and I left off in October 2017 when my first book came out. The weeks before the release were filled with dreams of loss. Pets dying, my husband leaving me, babies not being born. My therapist told me those dreams were my soul preparing for my true self to emerge after letting go of my grief. In the book, I had finally spoken openly about my fertility journey. I was having second thoughts. In fact, so many thoughts they were organizing to go on strike. But I knew I had to stay honest because I didn't want other women going through IVF to feel as alone as I did. I had suffered in isolation, having so many miscarriages that I could not give an exact number. Strangers shared their own journeys and heartbreak with me. I had led with the truth, and it opened the door to compassion. But from then on, it seemed every article about me used the phrase I had offered. I have had 8 or 9 miscarriages. This was always followed closely by my age, which at that time was 44. At least that stopped reporters from asking the question I got at every red carpet. When are you and Dwayne going to have a baby? But my openness about pregnancy loss led journalists, friends, and strangers at the supermarket to cock their heads and ask a new question. It was presented casually, but not offhand. No, this was a statement disguised as a question that people thought I needed to hear right now. Why don't you go the surrogacy route? Each time this was presented, I felt the constant public prodding to acknowledge my body's failures. Just let some other, more capable woman get the job done, because you're not capable. It wasn't my imagination. In life's many comment sections, it was clear that I had wasted enough of everyone's time. The messages were that I had prioritized my career and now I was too old to have a kid. In fact, I owed that to Dwayne. I had robbed him of this child because I was an older woman, almost 10 years older than Dee. And I had to have known that my window was limited. The reality is that I had been diagnosed with adenomyosis 1 year before, with the gag being that I'd had it since my early 20s. It was Dr. Kelly Beck, a freakishly intelligent, no-nonsense reproductive endocrinologist in LA, who finally accurately diagnosed me with what every other doctor had missed. Before meeting her, I had gone through multiple rounds of IVF with leading doctors around the country. When you are in their offices, you stare at the holiday cards behind them. Plump babies with beaming, relieved parents. Each baby is counted, with numbers reported to the CDC and officially tabulated to define that fertility clinic's success rate. For the desperate like me, the CDC website has a handy table showing every clinic's numbers. Picking one now at random, I see it says, pregnancies, 225. And then, just below, deliveries, 177. Then that gets divvied down to patients using their own eggs and those using donor eggs. Those success rate numbers are everything to a doctor. And keeping them up is why doctors don't always want to work with older women or women with unexplained infertility. When a clinic prefers winners only, there isn't much incentive to find an explanation. We, the worst cases, are simply weeded out.